Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Vince Finelli here from USA Prepares. Vince, of course, has a show here on Genesis Network, also broadcast over on Republic Broadcasting. And he's been in the area of fitness and preparedness for many, many years. He has a lot of wisdom. He has kind of the same attitude toward wisdom and knowledge as I have, which is pursue the truth like a wild animal and don't give any captives. In other words, a lot of people don't necessarily want to prepare. You don't try to dumb the message down. You have to get people to kind of get up to speed, because I'm just watching a show that you recommended, Vince, called Jericho. And, there are some really smart things and some really dumb things. It's obviously done by Hollywood. But the scenario is, and I'm going to kind of be a spoiler here. Jericho was done several years ago, and a lot of the background music scenes and some of the way that they actually scripted it, she's very much like the very hit series Lost, which I really loved years ago. And it's based on the idea that a company, the paramilitary company, is contracted by a foreign power, probably Manchuria, by China, to actually bring in nuclear-sized bombs in trucks and blow up U.S. cities. And then they talk about how these people survive in this little town called Jericho, Kansas, and how there's good and bad elements of people that are involved, and how people try to survive after this disaster hits. Now, I don't think the average public has any idea just how vulnerable they are. We talk about the vulnerability in health every day, and if people are dependent on the current healthcare system, which I called, long before Obama did this and put in Obamacare, I call it embalming care, our healthcare, our health of our nation, in terms of border security, protection against incoming nukes, the resistance to letting nuclear devices coming into the country with suitcase or even container-sized nukes, we're incredibly vulnerable. I mean, literally, some guy can be praying in front of his prayer mat, in front of his refrigerator in Chicago, and take a vial out and lyophilized anthrax and weaponize it and sit in a spray can in a bus and just spray it out the window, or go to an underground subway system and blow it out the window and let it go through the air conditioning system, and before you know it, thousands of people are affected and dying. We did war game simulations. I worked with the federal government on Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, and I can tell you, as I said to these agents back 6 months before 9/11, when they told me they were going to do war games in the fall in New York City with micro nukes and with anthrax, etc., and this is before 9/11, so people need to know Dr. Deagle's tuned up to the inside. I was the exit examiner for the Oklahoma City Murrah Building Special Lab Chemistry Forensics Team, so you have to seriously take what I'm telling you as take it to the bank, that this isn't going to be found out by other broadcasters or other journalists that are going to tell you all kinds of their opinion on somebody else's opinion of opinion of opinion. We're really in trouble. And if you just watch this miniseries, you realize, including the mayor of the town, they didn't do any more simulations to make sure they had backup generators or backup water supply or protection against EMP or anything. They weren't ready for it. And they're living in a rural area with corn, miles and miles of corn all around, farms. The average American, only 3% of the population is actually within 75 miles of a large rural area that can grow a lot of food. It's disgusting how dangerously unprepared we are. And all the Western countries, including, by the way, even countries you consider really safe like New Zealand, that we often call Apocalypse Island. So I thank you for letting me give me the recommendation to see that series, which I'm plowing through it. We started only a few days ago, and we're almost finished the first season.
Yeah.
Watching it well past sometimes midnight. But what do you take out of that series? Because what I take about it is basically nobody's prepared. Nobody wants to even think that elements even within our government would actually do things or affiliates of our government. Just look at Uranium One. We have Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama covered this up. The FBI actually told this guy, shut up, and we're going to put a non-disclosure agreement on you. And Loretta Lynch said, if you talk, we're going to slap your butt in jail. And by the way, use your own money to kind of buy these people off. We're not even going to give you back the money you spent to buy people off. I mean, no wonder he's mad. So if you don't think in the real world things are a lot more messed up, a lot more screwed up and evil, you're delusional. And really, I don't know if there's any cure for that other than I call it the Darwin effect, which means when the proverbial donkey dung hits the fan, you're going to die really fast if you don't listen.
Yeah, well,
what do you think?
I can tell you that my take on Jericho is very similar.
Yeah.
It was, if you watch the whole thing, you'll ultimately find out that it was an inside job. Elements within our government conspired with a corporation to take down our government and actually take it over. Okay,
right.
That's really what happened. But what you get to see on Jericho, and it's available on Netflix right now, is how the good, the bad, the uninformed, how people behave after a catastrophe. And one of the most amazing components of this series is that the neighboring town, New Bern, the neighboring town from Jericho, which is named New Bern, actually attacks Jericho. Well, they're starving, they're hungry, it's winter, they're cold, and they're desperate. So instead of working it out, they can't seem to come to an agreement. So what they do, New Bern attacks Jericho. New Bern's the factory town. It's got the Costco there. It's bigger. And so they have the capability at the old brake plant where they either relined or manufactured brake parts for vehicles. Well, they converted that into a little factory to make mortar rounds, and they start lobbing mortars at their neighboring town, Jericho, just down the road.
Right.
Why? Because they want Jericho's food. And then the people who are running New Bern, the sheriff, he decides, he becomes mayor and sheriff, and he decides he's going to carve up Jericho and the neighboring farms. So he promises farms that aren't his to his, you know, his top brass, and they go in and they start attacking Jericho. And it's a bloodbath. You know, Jericho's small, and what you learn is that not everybody's going to step up to the plate. And what I see going on in the future, our future, is today many people will say, hey, Vinny, I'm with you. I'm with you. Dr. Bill, I'm with you. You know, we're right behind you.
And
when it really comes down to it, you look around and you go, where'd y'all go? Where's everybody?
Well,
and you're standing alone.
Well,
and I've seen that.
Even long before that, let me give you an example. I had my first wake-up call when Major Schwinder had to do airtime, and in 1995 I had to do the X exam on all the Alfred P. Murrah Building special op forensic team. And one of the five broke down and told me in great detail how they removed two U.S. Army Corps engineer micro-nukes, RDX high explosive cord, C4 pineapple, and RDX and C4 in the pillars of the parking garage. And I've even had General Brent Parton and other munitions experts on, including two nuclear physicists and a munitions expert that got a contract in 1998, 3 years before 9/11, to demolish the World Trade Center Tower with micro-nukes and RDX. Those documents, by the way, got held up by my last computer tech, which I'm now going to be reposting up and doing a video on it, to explain to people in very simple and classified information. And I, by the way, released more classified information about more deep state things than any other individual in history, including Julian Assange. Now, Julian gets credit, and he's done a lot of good stuff. In fact, it's amazing to me that Mueller wouldn't talk to Julian, and the reason why is because Mueller and Rosenstein are guilty. This is the Uranium One. Uranium One is a deal that in some ways tops even Jericho. Okay? Because it's giving Yellowcake through a Canadian company. Now, you know how history works its way up. I took care of the employees working in Calgary, Alberta, that would take Yellowcake and other nuclear spent fuel rods from America and rebuild it to nuclear materials they sold in the open market. I was their doctor for years in Calgary, Alberta. Did you know that?
That's great to know.
Yeah. And a lot of the stuff would be shipped up from, for example, sites like, you know, Idaho, where they have the Snake River plant, and other facilities across America with spent fuel rods, and Yellowcake directly out of mines like the mines in Oregon. This deal that was made by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and these other criminals, these people need to wear orange, never have yard time, never get an interview on public television, and never have any access to bank accounts. They need to have to close the door and slam it shut and say, that's it, you're done. We'll be back in a moment, and we're going to tell you the truth, whether it makes your stomach turn or make you want to have a cardiac arrest. You're going to hear the truth whether you like it or not. Do you have callers that call into your show? Are they brave enough to call in?
Very, very few callers. Very few.
Yeah. And welcome back. Now, I'm begging callers out there. In fact, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put out a special right now. I just thought of this. I thought, if you call me on air, I'm going to give you a special deal on at least one product. So if you have the bravery to call in and raise a really good question, not a stupid question, and don't worry about stupid. I mean, my wife said, don't make people feel scared to call in, Bill. Just let them call. Even if it seems stupid, maybe it seems smart to them. Because the problem is that I learned this lesson a long time ago. And this is, by the way, really right back from the time that I call spawned. Because I don't think I was really born like a normal kid. I was a C-section, born and pronounced dead on arrival. Came back anyway, because I guess I'm too stubborn to go to the next world right away. And again, back after 8.5 years. I had a surgeon cut an artery in my neck, and I bled to death and went down the tunnel of light. But I can tell you, I'm a stubborn SOB, but I'm pretty reasonable. I want you to ask a good question on prepping today. And if you ask a good question, I'm going to give you a deal on at least one product. How's that? And we'll keep your name. In fact, you can tell the board op your name and even your phone number. I won't mention it on air. I'll mention your first name. And we'll call you after the show, and we'll give you a deal. So I'm actually going to give you something worth money if you have the guts to call in. What do you think of that? 877-317-6432. So if you're thinking, hey, I'd like to get that Power C. I want to get that Indium. I want to get that Neutrodyne. You mean you'll give me a deal if I'll call in? Yep. Because I have what I call a dearth of questions. I'm amazed at the paralytic vocal cords of the people who won't ask questions. And I think of the three reasons why they don't want to do it. The first one is they don't want to ask a question because they think it might be stupid, which, to be honest with you, there's no such thing as a stupid question. The question is asked out of whatever your knowledge base is, so I can't tell you what your knowledge base is because you haven't gone through the same crap as I have. I went through a lot of stuff, so I may know stuff that even if you're in the military or in some special compartment, you're not going to know. So it doesn't matter to me. So there's no such thing as a stupid question. Second thing is, you may be afraid that I may actually give you an answer. And believe it or not, a lot of people are afraid that there actually is an answer to the problem, especially people that want to manipulate through dialectics, like the government and these secret orders and so on. And the third reason that people don't want an answer is they actually have to do something. Like you told me about this little story about you. I think you gave a kind of a trial thing where you told people turn off certain circuits in your house for the power and do a simulation, right. And you ask them the next week if they did it, and it's like, no, they didn't. It's like, right. Oh my gosh, what I want people to do is let's break it down for prepper things so the thing you have to do is so little that anybody can do it. Like, for example, I don't tell people to get like a big 64-gallon, you know, giant rolling container for water. I tell them to get 5-gallon jugs. Just go down to your hardware store or go online or go to one of our prepper companies. I'm going to post up a few of our prepper companies I use, like Ready Store and Ready Reserve, you know, and these other ones that, you know, special prepper foods that are, you know, have, you know, really good quality nutraceuticals and also medical equipment. How many people out there realize that one of the most important prepper skills is to have learn basic trauma life support, which you can learn in a weekend, and basic cardiac life support, and have a few basic things for things like a compound fracture where a piece of bone sticking out? How many people have skill sets to even be able to just get a scanner so you can hear the police scanner for what's going on, or even have a ham radio certificate? These are basic skill sets are extremely valuable when all hell breaks loose. But the key, the first thing is, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Don't be afraid that I might give you an answer that may. And number three, don't be afraid you actually have to do something, because I'm going to make what you have to do so little, it requires almost no effort. But the problem is, you have to move forward. You can't just sit in the middle of the highway or the freeway of the world events and not assume that the traffic's not going to whack you. Because if you just sit there, just like this little town of Jericho, you're going to get whacked. And it could be something as simple as somebody, like North Korea, releases a bioweapon, which, by the way, they're working on, or Iran, or this yellow cake that we sold. By the way, when these bombs come back, I'm willing to bet the missile's going to have a little symbol on the side of it with the Star Spangled Banner that says, Made in America, when the nuclear weapon hits our cities. What do you think of that? Is that a good idea? I think that would be really sarcastic for these powers that want to destroy us, like Russia, Iran, and North Korea, that they slap a little Star Spangled Banner on the side of their missile. Thank you, America. What do you think? Maybe when it hits, it'll actually play the Star Spangled Banner before it blows up at ground level.
You know, Dr. Deagle, you mentioned something very interesting. You're talking about becoming a ham radio operator.
Right.
And so I contacted one of our instructors. His name is Gordon West. And Gordon West wrote three books, at least, on how to get your ham license. And you just wrote one of these books. And
do you have a contact form of those books and our name?
Yeah, I do. I'll give it to you off the air.
I'll post it. If you email it to me, I'll post it up and put it in the body of the show today, so people can go click, 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 and they can order the book, and boom, and become a ham. Become a hammy, I call it.
It's right on usaprepares.com. I have an instructor tab.
So if they go to just usaprepares.com, right?
Right, and then click on the instructors tab, and you'll see Gordon West. And the reason I'm mentioning this, he's a wonderful guy. He's been on the air with us, and we talk about becoming a ham. Now
I see that. It's the second tab over. It says Home, Expo, List, and FAQ contact, but it's just Instructors tab.
Yeah.
And you have a bunch of instructors. Ooh, all kinds of cool guys.
Yeah. You're on
there. You should probably put Deagle on that list, too, because
you're on,
I'm an instructor.
You're on there.
Oh, good. Okay, because you, by the way, you can contact me. I'm not going to charge you for giving you advice. Duh. It's only if I have to do a consult because I'm giving you a medical test. But if you want advice, I'll just contact me and I'll tell you what to do. I like Nick Begich, too. I've had him on the show many times. Yeah, so his name, are these alphabetical, too?
No. Nick Begich is one of us as well. But as far as Gordon West goes, he wrote this book on how to get your license and or your ham ticket. And all you do is read the book. The questions are there for the exam. There are about 100 questions, and some of them are selected for your exam when you show up. A bunch of volunteers will administer the ham. These are guys that have their ham license already,
right?
And they will administer the test, and it's a real test, real questions, and it's multiple choice. You answer them, and if you pass the test, you will get your ham license. And what I did, well, there was a group in Springfield who would meet once a week, and they would study the questions and spend a lot of time on it, and I thought, I really don't have the time to do that. So I just got the book. I read the book cover to cover in one day, and I committed the material I needed to know to memory, and I just sat for the exam and passed. It was simple as that.
So,
I mean, you can use that.
That's funny. You're a funny guy.
Well, that's literally what I did. Sometimes I take the easy way. But not always, but sometimes I do. And so I have a ham rig. I've had it for years. And I think that's something that those who are paying attention to us might want to get. A ham rig. Why? Well, because if you have a ham rig, built into that is a shortwave radio.
Right.
And you'll be able to pick up shortwave broadcasts. And, you know, in an emergency, if it's a bona fide emergency, you can just key that microphone and start announcing your emergency, whether you have a license or not.
Right.
But you really need to know the material. You really need to know the material.
So his name again is?
Gordon West.
Gordon West. I see it here. FCC License Preparations is what it is. Gordon West.
Yep.
Right?
There you go.
Excellent. Excellent.
Sometimes.
And welcome back. And now, next week, we have a special on with Jonathan Gray, and we're going to talk about the Day of the Dead, otherwise known as Halloween. There's eight high holy days that the Druidic Council of 13 that run the earth for Satan specifically honor, and of course they honor right up through the financial realms through the Rothschilds and all their functionaries that control the banking system in the world and the media systems and all the governments and all the intelligence agencies. The project that was conceived in the 1930s by the high-level Masons in Germany. And that's why there's really a battle between one group of Masonic orders and others. That's what the rise of the Reich was with Adolf Hitler. It was a battle between different Masonic orders. And they were run by a group called the Thule Gesellschaft, which are channeling transdimensional entities to even get ancient technology, including the gravitonic technology, to create the Vimana of ancient India, which, you know, 12, 13,000 years ago, they had gravitonic vehicles that could fly at supersonic speeds. Because, no, they couldn't do that. Well, the Germans actually reproduced them. In fact, I took care of British pilots that chased these Foo Fighters that were disc-shaped flying objects that could fly at supersonic speeds. And these guys in their Second World War II, you know, airplanes, they try to come up on these fellows, and they just go, and they make angular adjustments in speed and velocity that were mind-boggling. So I'm not going to tell you everything I know. I'll just tell you enough to tell you that next week is called the Ceremony of the Day of the Dead. Now, why is this important? Because America, I had an interesting dialogue, as I mentioned on the break, with one of my guys from Storage Tech. Now, of course, I took care of all these classified projects and interacted with all these scientists, because not only was there their doctor, I have a photographic memory, and they come and ask me questions about guys who are on a different colored line to a different secured facility. And they want to know what the guys are doing in the other facilities because they were locked down usually for 25, 30 days or whatever before they come out of lockdown. And one of the guys in Storage Tech said, you know, I know why America, why we never attacked America, because we knew you Americans had given us nuclear materials and technology and targeting, but we knew you had worse weapons in Veracruz 13. Now, you got to grasp here, people, that America did. It was a self-inflicted wound to do 9/11. Now, in the ancient battlefields of, say, Sumer and the battles of Jezreel, if you want to call it, the battlefields of Jezreel, the plains of Shinar in Babylonia, the battlefields would line up with 500,000 people on the other side, and what they would do if they were really, really bad, I call the badasses of the badasses, they would take their own children out and sacrifice them right in front of their enemy. And that's what they did with 9/11. That's what they did with Ruby Ridge and Oklahoma City. They sacrificed their own American citizens. And in the next hour, we're going to talk with Lowell Ponte how we've got all kinds of journalistic proof. In fact, we have the articles that our troops, and we have, I think, 1,000 troops now in Niger, that are guarding French nuclear mines, uranium mines, and Chinese nuclear mines for the Chinese. So it's not just uranium one here in America with the Clintons. We're actually having special forces there, and one of the guys tipped off, you know, basically tipped off the, that was in one of the villages, the so-called ISIS people, which, by the way, we also support. We are ISIS. We are Al-Qaeda. As they say, just like the Toy Story, it's called Toys R Us. How about the CIA branch has a branch called the terrorist branch. Terrorists are us. Do you like that? Terrorists are us? So Toys R Us?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to understand this. So if you're not prepared, if you watch this miniseries, Jericho, and you think that's bad, I can tell you the ugly guts is that America is being purposely set up to not have a functioning perfectly impervious missile shield. In fact, about 8 months ago, I actually had one of the guys from CENTCOM. I actually had told the guys at DirecTV, because we had a lot of storms back last winter, and our satellite dish was knocked off, and I said, I've had you guys out here so many times, I could put one of your hats and jackets on and be one of your techs. I said, because I've learned everything you know. So I said, I talked to one of them. I said, now, when you come out here and you do this and this and this special test to see the data flow to my satellite dish, you'll have to go on the roof and check to see if the alignment is off or the coupling is not properly set up, because we're losing, getting a lot of data loss. And he didn't want to go up there, but he did, I told him that I was had above top secret clearance, so he dumped a bunch of data on me that he was privy to data that North Korea by the end of March, and this is back in February, could strike New York City from a No-4, No-8 missile or Taepodong missile all the way from Pyongyang or eastern North Korea and their missile silo sites over there, which, by the way, 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump and his military dropped a bunker buster nuke, and actually that one of the earthquakes that happened wasn't theirs, it was ours, hitting their silos, which is why you see Kim Jong-un has kind of become a little bit more quiet, because he realizes Donald Trump is extremely unpredictable. He is scary if you're the enemy. If you're Putin or if you're somebody else who thinks you're going to mess with Mr. Donald Trump, you soon realize that Donald Trump is the kind of guy, if you cross him, you die. You don't have a bad day. And people are starting to get that. That's why he's surrounded by all these top generals who are so happy that Donald Trump is delegating to ground-level control of the battlefield in Afghanistan and elsewhere to the local generals, which, of course, the control freak idiot Obama never did. He always wanted to micromanage everything. So if you watch this mini-series, Jericho, you start to realize our nation is so damned evil, it'll kill 3,000-plus American citizens, have 77,000 prematurely die after the debris and the radioisotopes and the dioxins and dibenzofurans prematurely because of 9/11, and a third of a million more are dying or sick prematurely caused by the demolition of the World Trade Center towers with micro-nukes and RDX. And by the way, it wasn't super thermite. Any moron who tries to push that, and I'm not going to name names, you need to know, as I've said before, including it in the alternative media, it's a Yahoo-rich environment. Unqualified people making statements that aren't based on science or facts. How's that?
Okay, let me make a statement that is in sync with what you just said in the previous segment. And you were talking about the Alfred Muir building in Oklahoma. I watched that footage live, and I saw this reporter talking to another person. And one of them looked at the other and said, oh, they are removing, they're stopping the rescue. This was like 11 hours into the rescue.
Right.
Stopping the rescue to remove unexploded ordnance from the basement. I heard it one time.
Right.
That's the quote. That's what they said, and well, never again did those words surface. Never
why do you
again.
Think Dr. Yankee, and I'm trying to, if I don't pronounce his name right, who knew this because he's taking care of victims out there, they killed him. There were other people that were directly on site that saw what was going on. The guy that told me, he got court-martialed for actually spilling the beans at a bar near Fort Carson. And they tried to death threaten Deagle. Now, you got to understand, Deagle is seriously nuts. I periodically get death threats, and even my wife was a little surprised a few years ago when this happened. And I threatened the back. I said, you know, I got techie friends that are going to track down your IP address, and the local authorities are coming to get you all the way from Texas to Delaware. And if you're stupid enough to come in, I'm also what's called a hyper-empath. I'll know you're coming, and I'll kill you quicker than spit. I won't say hello. I'll blow your brains out at 150 yards with what I have is armor-piercing weapons and incendiary bombs. I said, I'm not going to play with you. I train over at Iron Sights with the Marines, right over the side, smack up against Pendleton. I can look out my patio door, and I can see Pendleton Marine Corps base. So you need to understand, I'm not a guy, and I'm not afraid to die. I mean, I figured, hey, yeah, you're going to probably kill me, but you aren't going home to mama. One or more of your guys are going to get their arms blown off, their head blown off, or something bad's going to happen. So I don't know which one of you figures you're going to die or get permanently disabled, but it's not going to be pleasant, even if you kill me and my family. And that immediately stops all the death threats. Now, why would they death threaten me? Well, first off, they figured they might be able to frighten me into being silent. That's why when I get whistleblowers, they say, just like Jason Burgess, who came in his own name from CENTCOM, I said, it's better for you to be out front and come on your own name than to try to hide it, because if you hide it and they track down who the hell you are and you haven't come out in your own name, they're going to kill you. Now, I've been trying to get him back on the show now for 2 months, and Jason's not coming back. He's not responding. Somebody probably paid him a visit. My computer techie guy that actually built our websites last summer, he's basically persona non grata. He's not even responding. The reason is people are I talked to one of my doctor friends recently. He said, "You mean after I told him all the stuff I've done and been through?" He said, "Do you mean that now that I've talked to you, I'm going to have a visit?" I said, "You're better to be straight and out front, man, rather than trying to hide it. I tell people, you want a good cup of coffee or tea, sit down in my studio, I'll answer any questions you have there, guys from the NSA, CIA, whatever, because your life and your family and your future is on the line too, right? Your communities."
Advertising your business with GC.
Let's talk about that on the air, just not about you, but just about preparedness. Well, one of the things we talked about on the break is preparedness for biological and radiological warfare. I've been with this for a very long time, so I designed a pack that I had years ago. In fact, before even the 2009 H1N1 flu explosion, and we have other ones coming, H7N9 in China is brewing, and other pathogenic superviruses. There's literally dozens that are literally ready to explode upon the world. And there's not just viruses, there's bacteria, there's fungi like Candida auris, which is a 30% case fatality rate. If you get into the ICU, they basically don't have any drugs that can kill it, but I do. In fact, our nutraceuticals, you can't develop drug resistance to Nutridyne, Allicin Med, or NutriSilver. We have Nutrimune 26Y, which actually transfers to your immune cells the ability to fight pathogens off. And it has actually the transfer factors that transfer to your T lymphocytes, the ability to kill the pathogens. Viruses, bacteria, and fungi. We have NutriDefense, which I designed years ago. It has three major properties. It blocks the viral receptor binding domain for all viruses. It disrupts the viral capsid for all DNA and RNA viruses. And it blocks the Fenton reaction so that no pathogen can enter tissue planes. And it's the most powerful stimulant for boosting the T lymphocytes to fight against infections and cancer. So, and then we have things for radiation like, you know, Nutridyne. Now, if you take iodocaps or iodorol or Lubel's iodine, you can get toxic really fast. You can get peripheral neuropathy, damage to your peripheral nerves or even your eyes, your retina. But you can't with Nutridyne. It causes resurrection of new mitochondria, detoxifies halides, and blocks radioiodine from destroying your mitochondria because after you get hit with a radiotoxin, and there's some real bad ones, the two biggest baddest of the hundreds are radioiodine and cesium, cesium-134 and 136. And if you actually test people, the radioiodine, you know, has a very short half-life, but it can cause tremendous damage to your mitochondria. If you get a mitochondrial collapse in your body, you can go into what's called hypometabolism, which can cause you to start getting very seriously infected with all kinds of stealth pathogens who are just sitting waiting to start digesting and eating you. And I use the analogy of what's worse, being eaten by wolves or ducks? Ducks, because ducks don't have teeth. It takes a lot longer to bite you and digest you. And that's what viruses and fungi and other things do. They don't have teeth, so they're like the ducks. They're sitting there waiting, though, to get you. And when these pathogens go crazy because your immune system, surveillance system isn't working, you get in big trouble. That's why our nutraceuticals are designed to allow you to survive a nuclear holocaust or a biological weapon release. All of my nutraceuticals will kill all known pathogens and block radiation, including our Diosh N95 masks, our defense wipes that will kill all known viruses and bacteria, and the viral capsule and bacterial capsule. So, I hear a lot of yahoos out there, and as I say this, I use this joke frequently, but I want people to get it. There's, you know, in the military, they talk about a target-rich environment. There's a lot of people out there that are, you know, doing journalism stuff and other things, and they really don't know. They haven't been in the ugly position of trying to triage multiply injured people or deal with serious infections. If you want to stop a cytokine storm, for example, high-dose Power C. Even if you can't give it to them orally, you can give it down in the feeding tube. But you can stop a cytokine storm where someone's going septic shock just by our electrons, basically, as Linus Pauling says, in Power C+, which is not like any other vitamin C in the world. If you were to take regular vitamin C over 500 milligrams, you're going to get explosive diarrhea. You can take 100 grams of Power C, and it'll fight cancer, and it'll put you in a state of high electron density that makes your tissues all alkaline, and it shuts down cytokines, so you won't die of a cytokine storm. It's your own body's response to radiation or to infection or fungi or bacteria that kills you. It's not the pathogen. It's your own immune response. And if you think the average doctor knows this, you're delusional. They don't. Okay? That's why you need to listen to the show and you need to listen to my solutions, which are very unique. And they're really simple. I mean, if you have these things, you're going to survive a nuclear holocaust or a radiation cloud or whatever. But you got to prepare. And you got to prepare in every sphere, not just having a ham radio. You need to be able to grow some food, have some food storage. For example, one of the things I learned is if you get a carafe of liquid nitrogen and put all your foods into tubes, if you drop it into a liquid nitrogen, you don't need to irradiate it or put it through any kind of thing weird. You actually don't even need to cook it. As soon as you drop it into these tubes and put it in liquid nitrogen for 30 minutes, all known viral, bacterial, and fungal pathogens are destroyed. Isn't that interesting? Nothing can survive 30 minutes in liquid nitrogen.
And you know what, cool. What's interesting about what you're saying? Preparedness is very simple. It's having what you need before you need it.
So exactly. Being a day early is better. You know, being a year early or 10 years early mm-hmm. is okay, but being a day late is not okay.
Right. So here's a really simple example. So the guy opens a refrigerator in his kitchen, and he goes, "Geez, there's nothing to eat. There's nothing to eat." Well, how did that happen? That is simply a very basic case of failing to prepare. Because he knew he was going to open the refrigerator tomorrow, right?
Well, let me give you a simple example of that. Let's say you make 8 portions of meat or whatever food,
uh-huh.
and you got 5 people eating, so you got 3 portions left. You take those 3 portions, put them into tubes. You can have these dehydrator things if you want to. You can dehydrate it first if you like. Mm-hmm. We don't have to, but you can dehydrate it first, and then you can take it and drop in these tubes and put it in liquid nitrogen for 30 minutes. Take the sucker out, and it's not going to degrade. It's not going to grow any pathogens on it mm-hmm. because all the potential pathogens, and people should understand this, that if you start taking just even a portion of your food every day and just kind of getting a dehydrator and then dropping it in liquid nitrogen after you dehydrate it by putting these long tubes and just hanging it by a wire into your liquid nitrogen carafe, it's not going to grow stuff that's going to kill you 2, 3, or 5 years from now. So even if you can go to a company, you can buy dehydrated foods and so on. Some of them are really good. Other ones are not. I have a couple companies I'll be posting up that I think are the best I've found. Ready Reserve Foods is good, and there's another one that's really good. They get bigger portions, and they use a technology that has much lower, much lower content of oxygen. You don't want any oxygen in your food. You want to make sure it's totally oxygen depleted.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is it has to be immersed in liquid nitrogen because there's pathogens in there. And most people don't realize everybody's loaded to the gunnels with pathogens. Most diseases have a pathogenic component to them, including diabetes with dysbiosis in your gut or cardiovascular disease with infected biofilm. Every disease has a electron density, acidity, stealth pathogens, and toxin and mitochondrial dysfunction component. Everyone. This is not like minor things. They're what's called Deagle's corollaries for what life is. And they're not taught in medical school or residency. They're taught by me. And they're real simple. You can prove what I'm saying. In fact, when I talked to a radiologist 5 years ago in Los Angeles, who, based on the research that was done by Linus Pauling theorizing how to build a field ion scanner, I know how to build one, and I'm going to get patents on it. Field ion scanner looks at biological molecules in four-dimensional space. It can actually give you an imaging, but you need supercomputer power to actually create an imaging study that would allow you to look at a biomolecule like eating a hamburger and watching it being digested and the biomolecules be converted and go into your different organs or your liver. That's what eventually you want. You want to even know that which genes are turned on. So, for example, you can go over to Branson, Missouri, because I know you're a few hours away, but I will do a test for you over there at Branson with John Mazzoni, and you can actually scan down to harmonic resonant frequency circuits to look at organs and tissues right down to individual gene complexes. Now, I'm working on the next level of research on this that goes beyond Dr. Nesterov's research and their team in Russia for the cosmonauts. And I'm going to give hints at my research at the lecture I'm giving in December because I've actually cracked the code for the harmonic resonant quantum physics of all biological systems of all life forms. And the mathematics behind it are the same mathematics also to create quantum fuzzy logic artificial intelligence circuits. And I'm going to give hints, but I'm going to have the patents on it because I don't want any knucklehead thinking they're going to create an AI supercomputer because, like Elon Musk says, it's the most dangerous thing in our near and distant future is to create a soulless hyper-intelligence. And people don't realize the reason why the restraint of the Chinese and Russians and even these international agencies from doing bad things to America is they know that America is really bad. Bad to the bone, like that song. And we have bad weapons in Warehouse 13 that we can turn on them. In fact, a four-star general told me one of the weapons is called a space-based, what's called Grazer, that can scan a city like Beijing, China. That's the example he used. With a nuclear weapons being exploded every so many seconds in space and collimating a beam of gamma weapons toward Earth and can scan a city like Beijing down to an accuracy of a meter and kill everyone in it without peeling the paint from the wall, starting a grass fire, or making the flower pot in the window wilt. So that's the only thing that restrains them from Jericho or doing crazy stuff, is that, let's put it this way, there's no nation on Earth that's as evil as some of the elements in America. There isn't, and there never has been. Isn't that amazing?
Well, we started out that way. We blamed the Indians for the tea, didn't we? When we threw in Boston Harbor.
Right. People need to understand, that's why I tell people this, they have to understand, America has wonderful, great, and Christian people, but it's got some of the most evil people who've ever drawn breath on Earth. That's why 9/11 happened in Oklahoma City. And if you don't prep up properly, your biggest tsunami is not water, it's unprepared people. How's that?
Absolutely true.
Unprepared people.
Have you checked your Google's Life Support has arrived? All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.